This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good Saturday morning to you, everyone, and welcome inside Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, alongside Mr. Joel Nelson, who's here manning the controls, taking your calls at 412-928-9370. I'm Bob Pompeiani, wishing you a great weekend. I know Steeler fans are pretty happy about what they've seen so far. We'll get to that in a second, but first, I want to tell you that if you call here, that's fine. It's 412-928-9370. We want to hear from you about everything going on in sports. But the Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Our show is brought to you by Number One Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at cochran.com. PNC Bank, Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Shendorovich, Shendorovich & Fishman, they got your bag, not your wallet. And Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. We have a lot to get into today. I hope you saw our special this week on Drafting a Dynasty, which was a look back at the 1974 draft. Had it for you on KDKA+. Tonight, by the way, we have Draft Recap live on KDKA, the mothership, at 7:30 until 8. So join us for that as we look at the complete draft, not just what's happening today at pick 119, 178, 195, but the entire thing. But 50 years ago, 1974, we went back, talked to a lot of the particulars, a lot of the people involved, including Art Rooney Jr., and the people who really made that draft one of the best franchise drafts ever in the history of the game. In fact, it is the best. 50 years later, still the best. There have been a couple of others, like the Packers, I believe, who had three Hall of Famers drafted in one draft. But this was five Hall of Famers in one draft. Now, granted, back then it was 17 rounds, and you know, you had a lot more opportunity to choose. So they came up with names that you all now know that comprised a dynasty of the 1970s, four Lombardi trophies, you know, so many different things that have happened with that team as a result of what they did in 1974. Lynn Swann, Jack Lambert, John Stallworth, Mike Webster. Those guys were drafted in the first five rounds. And think about that. But 17 rounds was still not good enough for Donnie Schell to get drafted, right? Donnie Schell was a linebacker in college, and a lot of people didn't think he could play that position. So the Steelers drafted and made him a safety, and voila, another Hall of Famer. 51 career interceptions, one of the hardest hitters in the game, 5-1. The Packers, and I think Dallas may have had 3-1. I got to look back at that one. But the bottom line is, that was a draft that set the standard for the Steelers of the 1970s. Now, I'm not going to compare any of these drafts because I know that. I'm telling Joel Nelson here, I'm one of these people who I'm not going to overindulge in optimism. I am an optimistic person. I am. But I also don't want to, you know, turn it into where we got Hall of Famers in every position, because that's not going to be the case. We've seen examples of why everyone gets excited on draft weekend and then the regular season hits and then 2 years down the road, things change. I mean, we've seen it recently. I mean, who would have thought Kenny Pickett would be drafted 20th overall 2 years ago and be gone? Who would have thought Devin Bush traded up 10 spots? All the excitement about that pick, and then boom, it's done. I mean, so there's, you know, obviously a lot that you have to take into account. But I will say this, for the Steelers to do what they did, which was to draft areas of need because they definitely needed every one of these positions for sure. To do that and to come away with what they came away with, I think is telling. It shows you that they're very interested in winning the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. They haven't addressed the defensive line, but I suspect today they might. But when you look at what they did with the last two drafts, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel on top of that with Mike Tomlin and company. And, you know, last year was Broderick Jones. It was Joey Porter Jr., 1-2 overall. This year, it's Troy Fontanu and Zach Frazier, 1-2 overall. So you got three offensive linemen and a need at corner, which were addressed in four picks. And they go deeper than that with what they did in round three, with a couple of Wilsons adding to the current Wilson. So you got more Wilsons here than the Beach Boys. Or did they have a lot of Wilsons in that group? Whatever the case, they have Wilsons coming at you, and they're pretty good Wilsons. The one from NC State, the only thing I'll say about Peyton Wilson is that he's had his, you know, injury issues. Bryce Wilson's brother, that's who that is. He pitched for the Pirates now, I think. Who does he pitch for now, Joel? He pitches for somebody else not here, maybe Milwaukee. I think we saw him this past week. So the bottom line is they went after positions of need, and if you take into account the fit that these guys provide, when you take into account maybe the value that they have, given the need that they had, it looks like a very good draft after 2 days. Now, in time, we'll find that to be true, but one thing is true. Their offensive line has really gotten better based on, again, on paper, what we see here. From Broderick Jones, I got to believe they're going to move him to left tackle, first-round pick. Isaac Seumalo was brought here as a free agent. Weidel knew him well in Philly. $8 million a year, but left guard, solidified. Zach Frazier now at a very glaring need. And I wasn't so sure that either him or Jackson Powers Johnson was going to be around just because of teams in need of them at center, also ahead of them. But it worked out that they got Frazier. And that's a good fit from, you know, he's a guy who's been down there in West Virginia for like 5 years, done a very good job. And they need a center. And he's one of those guys who I think fits the Steeler profile of what they like to do. Then you have James Daniels. And of course, I would imagine that Troy Fontana would play at right tackle immediately. Now, they have Dan Moore, who they like, but Dan Moore was a fourth-round pick. Dan Moore, you can say he outperformed where he was picked, but he's also a victim of where he was picked. Fourth round, I don't expect him to be somebody who's a regular on the offensive line, and give him credit. He was thrown into that thing and did a pretty good job last year, not so much. And I think that's why they realized they needed to address it. So if he's still on the roster, you know, come training camp time, then he would be a swing tackle, somebody who can be good in the depth department along with guys like Nate Herbig at center, and you get stronger from that position. So I think from that point of view, it was good. They also had to address inside linebacker. They knew that. They've been chasing that ever since Ryan Shazier went down with his injury back in 2017. And not only do they bring in Patrick Queen, who's a free agent they kind of like from Baltimore. They like him because he's experienced. He's put in time. Yeah, they had to pay him, but he's only 25 years old. When you're 25 and in the second contract, essentially, and somebody who you think can be there for at least 5 years at a maximum rate of success, that's a very good free agent pickup. Now, they complimented him with Peyton Wilson. Peyton Wilson played at NC State. Peyton Wilson is a really good player. Butkus Award winner, Bednarik, multiple awards. But he's also had an injury history, one that makes you wonder. Maybe that's why he lasted until when he did in the third round. But if he's healthy, you look at the explosion, the fact that he went 4.43 in the 40 at the combine, all of these things make you think that this guy can be a typical kind of Steeler inside linebacker. To complement Queen, and you have the two existing guys here, Landon Roberts, who I thought is a good run stopper, and, you know, obviously Cole Holcomb's injured. We'll see what happens with that. But, they've addressed needs. And Roman Wilson as a wide receiver is somebody who's going to really do well in the slot, I would think. But they need more there. And I think today, I would be shocked if I didn't see another wide receiver picked at some point of this round. 412-928-9370 is the number to call if you'd like to chime in on the Pittsburgh Steelers draft. We'll continue to do that. As I said, they have three more picks today. One other thing about Wilson, he has, and when you see this, you think immediately of Hines Ward, that he has a missing ACL. He has one less ACL than most of us. But Hines Ward didn't let that stop him. He became one of the best, I think still a Hall of Famer eventually. I hope so for his sake. Third-round pick, just like Peyton Wilson. So we'll look back in time, and hopefully you're going to get some success stories out of this. But again, if you've been paying attention to drafts all throughout the league and NFL history, there are a lot more misses than hits. So you got to know that it looks good now. What it will look like in time, we will see. But certainly encouraging news after 2 days of the NFL draft. All right, the other thing I wanted to get into today was the Pirates and losing again. And the reason I do, watching that game last night, I spent a lot of time watching games, and I enjoy doing it. But you see different things that make you wonder. Number one, Quinn Priester, outstanding effort. 6 innings, confident. When I see him on the mound right now, I see a confident player. Somebody who has finally maybe started to get it. He did well in AAA this year. They brought him up. First outing, not so good. He gave up 3 home runs, and they lost that game. However, last night in San Francisco, 6 really good innings. And when he was in a jam, he got out of it by striking out some pretty good hitters, using sliders and sinkers and mixing things up. Looks very confident. Body language tells me the guy feels good about where he is, and that can only help the Pirates. The bad thing is the Pirates still can't hit, and the Pirates have still not drafted or brought in people who can hit after all these years. I was a little, and Joel, you could tell me what you think of this, because this is my observation based on what I've seen. Twice this week now, I know Henry Davis is batting 179. I know he strikes out a lot, right? But the other day in that last series against Milwaukee, he was going to bat in the bottom of the ninth. Critical situation. They chose to pinch hit Andrew McCutchen, who immediately struck out. So they pinch hit for him. Last night, okay, top of the ninth, again, critical situation. He's up. He had struck out twice previously. They have the bases loaded eventually. But first and second, no outs. They bring him Rowdy Tellez to bat for Henry Davis. Number one, Rowdy Tellez hasn't done anything to deserve to be the pinch hitter other than he was left-handed. Number two, at some point, don't you have to see what Henry Davis can do in one of these situations? Twice now, Derek Shelton has taken him out, never even gotten a chance. So instead of trying to instill some confidence on a struggling guy, and he is, but he's still a first overall pick, and I'm not giving up hope on him yet. But don't you need to let him hit in that situation instead of pinch hitting all the time? It seems like all the time it's going to be what it is.
I would say so. And tell you what, even if, let's say, he does get an RBI, even if it's just a simple like RBI single,
anything,
that's an RBI single. In a big situation, one little swing of the bat like that can be maybe all the confidence that Henry Davis needs. Yeah.
Conversely, like by not giving him the chance, he's got to think in the recesses of his mind that, oh, man, they don't trust me here. I'm a number one overall pick. You should trust me, right? And again, what do you have to lose here other than another game? Their pitching has been very good. Bullpen last night, not so much. That's another part of my takeaway from this. Chapman came in, got bailed off from a good play from Key Brian Hayes at third after he walked back-to-back. He's walking at an alarming rate. Chapman in 9 innings of pitch, 13 walks. You can't continue to do that. And David Bednar came in the ninth. Walk, base hit, wild pitch, 3-run home run to Patrick Bailey. Boom, game over. 0-0 becomes 3-0. San Francisco wins. But alarming that they can't find anyone to hit. Brian Reynolds, I'm not going to sugarcoat this, he's been a disappointment at the plate. When you sign for that kind of money, I'm sorry, expectations go higher. Last night, top of the ninth, bases loaded. This is your time to do something. He grounds back to the pitcher in a 1-2-3 double play. Problems, lots of them. And they have to figure that out. They're wasting good pitching performances. And you hate to see that because someone like, you know, Bailey Falter, bottom line is he's been really good in 4 straight starts. He doesn't have much to show for it. Priester 6 shutout innings last night on the road. You'd think that good enough to get a win at least, and they can't even get a run in this game. So 412-928-9370. Those are the topics. Let's get right to it. Martin in Uniontown is joining me right now on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Martin, how are you?
Hey, Bob. I like to talk about the draft. I think the Steelers doing pretty good in the draft. Omar Khan said he was going to do it, and he wasn't lying. That's for sure.
Yeah, Martin, thank you for the call. I think, again, it's on paper. And that's what I'm going to, but did they address the needs? Yes. Did they address the fit that they were looking for? Yes. And did they get the value in return? Yes. I think all of these guys were projected to go higher than when the Steelers got them. Now, that doesn't mean all these scouts are wrong, right, indifferent, whatever. The bottom line is, based on what you see, they got some pretty good players. Now it's up to these coaches to develop the players and put them in positions to succeed. I don't think it's any question that when Arthur Smith was hired here, and you heard Art Rooney at the end of the year, the Steelers want to still become a ball-possessing team that can win first and second down, setting up third-down options, which increase the likelihood of, you know, scoring points, especially now with this new kickoff rule. You should get better field position. They want to be able to run the ball, play the kind of football that leads them to win the possession game. Now, some of you out there will be saying, well, yeah, fine, except that's archaic football. That doesn't work. Well, it does work if it's done in the right way. I don't think there's any question about that. If you possess the ball, but you have to cash in. One of the problems they've not been able to do recently is cash in on, you know, opportunities with 3 points or seven. They come away with zero. Red zone has been a problem. And, you know, this is designed to make it better so that you make your job at defense a lot easier, too, so these guys are not out there a whole bunch of the time because, you know, if you look last year, again, they lost the time of possession game quite a bit because of three and outs, especially in the first quarter. So they're going to want to change that, and there's still a role in this. There's no question about it, but you have to still be able to score points, and that's why they still need help at wide receiver. I think when you look at Roman Wilson supplanting Deion Johnson, to me, we'll find out if that's an upgrade. I think it is. Because of what he can do, he's more of a physical guy. He doesn't seem to shy away from anything, and I think Deontay Johnson did it many times. We have evidence to show on that. But you know, they want to play a physical, ball possessing yet scoring, striking offensive, and that's one of the reasons why they changed their entire quarterback room. So it all looks decent on paper, but as we know, they don't play this game on paper. One more call before we go to the break. Counselor joins us right now. Hey, Counselor, how are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm really pleased with the Steelers draft. Yes, it's paper, but they address needs, and these guys seem to be not green. They played a lot of games at the position, so it's not something where, oh, we got to wait for this guy to develop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Kenny Pickett played a lot of games at that position, and it didn't seem to help him, even though many people thought it would.
Well, it appears that these guys were all for primarily starters for at least 2 years.
Yeah, and I love that.
And were above average.
And they have resumes to true. Like, for example, yeah. Fontanu only allowed 2 sacks. That was it in Washington. Over 1,200 pass opportunities, only 2 sacks allowed. That's really good. Frazier has been really dynamic in his years at West Virginia. So, yeah, you got – and I like that. I like drafting production sometimes over potential, because potential can lead you in very bad situations, I think, at times.
Now, the other comment I had is on the Pirates. I am sorry. I am in this game to win games. You know, as Herm Edwards say, you play to win the games.
Okay, what do you mean by
number one?
What do you mean by that?
Gonzalez is tearing up down there in AAA. We need hitting. And he's 456 on base percentage. I don't think you should wait any longer. I think you should bring him up. And I'm sorry, you know, if you don't have confidence in Henry Davis, then let's send him down to the minors and let him try and work it out.
I would agree. Thanks, Counselor. I'm up against the break. I agree with that. But I also say, if he's going to be here and he's on your roster and you choose Rowdy Tellez to bat for him, please. That's not what I want to see. Are you going to tell me I'd rather see Rowdy? Yeah, you want to win games, but you're putting up a guy who's hitting in the same range, under 200, for a guy who's batting under 200. I'd rather see the number one overall pick get that opportunity. 412-928-9370. Vinny, hang on. Jim, Joe, Bob, we're going to get to your calls as soon as we can. But we want you also to know that here at 93.7 The Fan, we're answering the call. The Fan will host Fan 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. They'll be broadcasting live from over 26 hours as the Fan raises funds to help those volunteers who serve and sacrifice for all of us. Really unsung heroes out there. Go to 93.7 The Fan for details there and the event to register your local VFD. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegheny County Federal Credit Union and Og Murphy Porosky, the firm, and Gurdon Roofing and Contracting. All of these people getting together to make a difference. And salute the people who've done so much good work in our community. We'll be back with more of your calls. It's a Saturday edition. Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. Rolling right along at 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. Once again, a thank you to number one Cochran. Go one better and drive in style. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Back to the lines. A lot of people want to talk about both the Steelers, the Pirates, And if you'd like to delve into the hockey and NBA playoffs, but Joel, last night the NHL playoffs were complete a waste of time. There were too many blowouts, too many things. Although I got to say, Zach Hyman in Edmonton is unbelievable. I think he has 6 goals so far in this series against the Kings.
He's been pretty incredible, and, you know, getting to play with guys like Draisaitl and McDavid.
It makes a difference, but you have to understand where to be, and they'll find you. It's not as easy as it seems. As I always tell people about playing with guys like Lemieux and Crosby, you have to think the way they think. Anyway, Carolina and Jake Guentzel, they're doing pretty well. Up 3-0 on their series against the Islanders. A lot of first-round mismatches so far. Anyway, let's go to the lines again, and this time we'll start with Jim in Oakmont, who's been very patiently waiting. Hey, Jim. Jim, are you there? Was that a butt call? Do you think maybe he called that number by mistake? Jim! Last call. Jim. Okay, I hear Jim back there. Jim, you're going to have to call again. You missed your time. I'm sorry about that. Let's go to Bob and Braddock. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Hey, great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Look forward to every Saturday.
Appreciate you.
Hey, number 3 draft pick, Peyton Wilson. Now, I'm just thinking a little bit crazy here. I looked him up online, looking at his combine stats and the highlights. What do you think about this guy? He could play a strong safety if need be. I mean, he's all over the place.
Yeah, but I think their need is where they have him. He's very good at hunting down people and tackling up from where he plays. He can go side to side. He's got really good speed. I think he's actually pretty decent in moving back and covering over the middle of the field. Middle of the field has been a problem for the Steelers, both sides of the ball, for a long time.
Yeah, that's just a thought. I was just like, this guy's all over the place. But, I know they need linebacker help, if need be, strong safety. I mean, dropping back, he could be like the Troy Polamalu of the old days, up on the line or dropping back. I don't know.
He is a very good when he's healthy. I keep saying that because he's had to overcome a lot of injury issues down there. But when he's had those, he's overcome them very well. And, you know, so he's turned into one of the better, you know, inside linebackers in the country. So why not like him as long as he stays injury free?
All right, Bob. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Now let's move along to Bill in Uniontown. Hey, Bill. What's up?
I don't want to be a dead horse, like, you know, but the Pirates have been on a 3-game losing streak, I think they're playing very badly, like.
Yeah, that's pretty much true, Bill. They're not playing well. They can't get any offense. Even when they do win games, they're not getting any offense.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Bill. Have a nice weekend. Liam in Pittsburgh is next, right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Liam. Liam, are you there? Uh-oh. Liam, last call. All right. Try again if you want. 412-928-9370. When we look back at this draft, though, you're going to remember it for the number one reason, and I'm talking about globally here, not with the Steelers. You know what I think about the Steelers, and I'd like to continue to hear what you guys have to think about the Steelers. However, 14 straight selections to start this draft for offensive players. 14. 6 of them quarterbacks. So that's the most consecutive offensive players chosen to begin an NFL draft. That tells you where this game is headed, has been headed for a long time. And there are those out there who tell me on social media, and you can hit me up at KD Pomp on Twitter, that the Steelers are going about it the old way, and that way is no longer relevant. Well, I disagree with that because I think that way is still relevant. If you're still more physical, if you still can run the ball. Now, yes, you have to be able to score, and I cited that as a problem. Sometimes they get on a roll and drives fritter out, and they end up with 3 or none. You've got to make good when you get to the red zone. But by having really good people up front, by having a productive run game and better quarterback play, and that's where it's going to start here this year, better quarterback play, you can do a lot of good things with your team. I'm sure Russell Wilson right now and Justin Fields are very excited with what they see the Steelers have done. If you're a quarterback, keep in mind, both Wilson and Fields were the two most sacked quarterbacks in the game the last 2 years, okay? The last thing you want is that. You want to give him time. Russell Wilson's better when he has time, when he can survey the field and do the things, and he likes to go down the field. Now, they still need more than that down the field. They need more help, and I would hope they draft another wide receiver today. And I know they're going to try to look at some of these, you know, defensive guys who are available. But still, offense is where it is. I get it. But you still can do that with a very productive run game. In fact, that's how you need to wear down other defenses. You can't have your defense on the field as much as the Steeler defense was on the field last year, especially in the first half of games. Anyway, so 14 straight selections to start a draft offensive. Six quarterbacks. Caleb Williams. I'm going to go by these one by one real quick before we get back to the Lions. And Joel, I want you to tell me what you think. Caleb Williams has everything he should want as a quarterback, right? Number one, they traded for Keenan Allen. They brought him in. They have DJ Moore, who was a really good pickup in that crazy trade that Carolina made and regrets forever.
That was his best season last year.
There was.
With Chicago.
And Justin Fields was his quarterback. But they also brought in Rome Odunze, who's a really good receiver. They have a lot. They have a good running game. They have everything on offense. My doubt about Caleb Williams, you know, this is a fait accompli. They had decided long ago. I watched the end of the year. He was not good at the end of the year. He fell apart at the end of the year against good teams.
You know, you look at that like that Notre Dame game where Notre
Dame
destroyed.
Game was destroyed, and he had problems. He threw interceptions. I'm not totally sold on Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels goes second. I'm more sold on him. Washington gets him. Then Drake May goes to New England. We'll see about him. Merrill Hodge does not like him. He called him a coach killer. Then you have, this is the one that surprised me, Michael Penix Jr., and I want to get your take on this. Michael Penix Jr. is the eighth overall pick. If you want to have a succession plan for Kirk Cousins, who you just signed and gave like $185 million to, you expect him to be there for a few years, wouldn't you draft a 20-year-old quarterback as opposed to Michael Penix? Nothing against him. I think he has a great arm, but I'm saying by the time he's ready to play, it's going to be 27 or 28 if Kirk Cousins lasts.
You would think that this would have been like one of the other quarterbacks, maybe J.J. McCarthy, who
right.
still has, you know, maybe
20
a few
years
things
old.
He could still figure out and stuff in the NFL that didn't really apply to him at Michigan.
Right.
So, yeah, it really, they're
exactly.
only going to have Michael Penix for a couple good years, assuming Kirk Cousins is there for 3 years or the full 4 years that they gave him on his contract.
And if I'm Raheem Morris and there's people in the front office, I'm asking myself, what am I doing here? Like, or they did it, but let's go back. If I'm the owner of that team, right, I'm saying, what are we doing here? We just gave all this money, we drafted another quarterback, and I have other needs? That's a strange one. J.J. McCarthy, number 10 to Minnesota. They traded up one move, one spot to get him, and then Bo Nix, who Sean Payton loved. So six quarterbacks in 12 picks. That's crazy. Let's go back to the lines. We got Alan in Cheswick. Hey, Alan, what's going on?
Hi, Bob. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I think the Steelers, I think they really – it looks like they got some really good players. I really like the center from West Virginia since both of my sons were wrestlers.
I mean, I think that helps a guy in that position,
yeah,
don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. I couldn't agree with you more about that first quarterback taken. I watch a lot of college football, okay? And that guy didn't – I don't know what anybody saw in him. I didn't watch every game he played. And Bob, you guys forgot more about sports than I know. But that guy didn't look like a good quarterback to me at all. And you were talking about Penix. I saw Bo Nix play last year. I saw Penix play. I saw McCarthy play. Penix looked like the most consistent, accurate downfield thrower to me out of all those quarterbacks. That's the one. I mean, like I said, I'm Joe Schmo. I don't know anything. I would have taken Penix ahead of that kid they took with the first pick. Excuse me. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I like Penix. I'm not saying I don't. What I'm saying is I think that fit in Atlanta is kind of strange to me. When they needed other things, they finished 7-10 for three straight years, and they brought in a quarterback and gave him $185 million, then he drafted another quarterback. That doesn't make sense to me. If you can try to sell me that this is Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love all over again, but Love was young. And I'm not saying Penix is over the hill, but he's 24. If you're going to do this, go for a younger guy. Caleb Williams, you've watched enough to know. The one thing he does, he is really good when he's out of the pocket. He knows how to make yards. He knows how to, but I'm saying when I watched him in significant games down the stretch this year, I saw four losses to teams that were really legitimate teams. And he had sloppy performances in them. Now, they've made whatever. Now, they may be right, but they may be wrong. You know, there's a song about that. Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields, Caleb Williams.
You know what, too, Bob? One thing before I go. I don't care how great of an athlete these quarterbacks are. I don't care. Honest to goodness, I could care less what the color of their skin is, anything like that. If you can't consistently throw downfield accurately, I don't care how great of a quarterback you are. I don't care how great of an athlete. I don't care how strong your arm is. If you can't hit the broadside of a barn 40 yards downfield, what good are you?
Well, we'll see. I mean, things change when you get to this level, both good and bad. Thank you for the call, though, Alan. I appreciate that. There are some guys who come out of nowhere and are better. You know, you've seen those stories, the sixth-round picks, the fourth-round picks, guys like Dak Prescott. Maybe people had doubts, and then all of a sudden, not that he's a complete player, but you know my point. On the other hand, we've seen how many examples of first overall, second overall picks who just can't get it done at this level. So it's a different game. It's faster. It's stronger. These guys are all good at all positions versus what you see in college, where you maybe have two defensive players who are really good. The rest of them you can, strategize to pick on. But I'm not sold on Caleb Williams. That's just my overall take on him. I don't know that that's the right pick for Chicago. But they've done a good job surrounding him with talent. He may be the beneficiary of it. We'll see. Let's go to J.D. on the North Hills right here on the Fan Hotline of the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, J.D.
Hey, Bob. Question. We only have had one pick guy so far in this draft, and that's Gonclaves. Do we see any other pick guys going off the board today? Bob Means, Devonshire.
Well, possibly. Devonshire may be one of those guys who could be, on the board next and taken. I think he deserves a chance. Bob Means, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't have a feel one way or the other about him, about what they may do here. If he's a late-round pick, good. If he's a free agent, good. You still can go in there as an undrafted free agent and open some eyes, but I don't know where that all falls.
Yeah, I could see Devonshire as a Steeler. I like to see that happen. What do you think about that?
Well, just because he's a local kid and he's played locally, and there's always that. But is he good enough to do it? I hope so. It's hard for me to try to speculate on what a guy's going to do in this level here. Cause this is a different game up here. It really is. And all these guys who come around, Jordan Whitehead was not thought he was going to be very good. He turned out to be pretty good. Out of Central Valley in the NFL level. So some people believe you can, some don't, and it's up to you when you get it. I hope he gets drafted. I hope he gets an opportunity, wherever it may be.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks, J.D. Appreciate it. Back to the Lions. We got Bob in Beaver County. What's up, Bob? How are you this morning?
Hey, fine. Bob, my subject today is the first base. Ever since we traded Bell for a couple old bats, we brought in Troy Vogelback, Santana, and now
Sellers. Yeah,
it's
all cheap rental players, basically, just guys you want to hope flip the. They're all the same profile to me. Now right. Santana was a little bit better than that, but still, the bottom line is, I want some like if you heard me on this show, I was really hoping they would sign and open up the wallet for Cody Bellinger. Cubs are off to a good start. He got a slow start, but now he's getting it together here. That's a guy who, $16 million is $16 million per year, but so be it. That's the market. If you continue to go one-year guys who are coming in, I think Connor Joe's been better than Teller, so I would play Connor Joe more.
I got Jake Lamb down in Indianapolis, pretty close to 400. Why not bring him up? He's a solid hitter, puts a ball in play, and I think he'd be a great improvement over what we have with Talese.
What's
Talese
funny?
Too heavy to play first base. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Bob. And he's coming off a bad year last year, which is why I guess he was available. But of all the people who had to speak out, and ever since he came to the defense of David Bednar, which he didn't have to do, about, hey, we in Pittsburgh do it differently. We don't boo people. Well, wait a minute. You've been here for how long? A couple months, and you're making that? Save me that. Not necessary. I don't think it helped anyone. David Bednar was ready. He knows how it works. Ever since then, he's been awful. And quite frankly, he pinch hit for Henry Davis last night. I hated that move. I want to see what Henry Davis can do in that situation. I know he's been not good at the plate so far. But in the ninth inning, when you have an opportunity with two on and he's due up and you choose Rowdy Tellez, and then three pitches later he's struck out and then Reynolds grounds into a double play, okay. Let him hit. Let me see what he has. Give him a confidence boost. This is the opportunity. Your team can't hit anyway. Whoever you call upon won't get a hit based on what we've seen. They're leaving runners left and right, and again last night, wasting a wonderful pitching performance. Let him hit. If not, send him to the minors where he can work on hitting. But don't I mean, if he's going to be up here, let him hit. 412-928-9370. Rick in Wisconsin is next. Hey, Rick.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I want to talk about Troy. I don't think I can pronounce his last name, so I'll just call him
Fontanu.
Troy. Fontanu. can you tell me the implications about left tackle versus right tackle as far as salary goes? Does a left tackle normally have a higher salary because they're, you know, protecting the blind side? Now, I know when he played at Washington, he played with a left-handed quarterback. So is it a foregone conclusion that he's going to be the right tackle?
I think Broderick Jones is better over there at the left side. At least that's where I would put him. But I think they're both very important to what they do. As far as salaries are concerned, left tackles normally get more. However, a guy like Zach Frazier, when you're an offensive lineman, when you come into the NFL and when you're due, you know, if they're looking at fifth-year options, all these linemen are put together, I think, and they come up with, as opposed to like a specific position, a quarterback, running back, where they take the top 10 salaries, average it out, and there's your fifth-year option or whatever it may be. They take all the offensive linemen equally. So Zach Frazier could be in for a quicker payday at center if he does very well if they pick up fifth-year options. But, you know, as far as the money is concerned, I think if you're good, they're going to pay you, regardless of what it is. Left tackles, though, generally, in this league, get more, yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Rick. We're due for a break. I went too long there, but we have Adam, we have Mark, we have Bob, we have Tom. Hang on. We will get to you. But also, I want to remind you about 93.7 The Fan and the Pirates. They want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcases. Parents and coaches, send an email to the fan at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. More calls on the way right here. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back as we roll along here, getting close to noon, and then day three of the NFL draft will start again. The Steelers have 119, 178, 195. 412-928-9370 is the number, 412-928-9370. Call me with your thoughts of that. The Penguins, if you want to talk NHL playoffs, which have been a dud so far for me, NBA playoffs. And it looks like the Lakers are in big trouble. They just simply cannot beat the Denver Nuggets, period. End of story. Denver's too good. They have too many things. They know their role. They're not individuals. Phoenix stinks because of that reason. Too many individuals. You can't win with just names. You got to have team. You got to have chemistry. You got to have things that work together. Denver is the epitome of that, and so is Miami. Watch out for them. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Don in Rhinestone. Where's Rhinestone, Don?
Rhinestone, Bob. It's in between, I'd say, Brownsville and Uniontown.
All right. I've never been to Rhinestone, but on my way to Uniontown next, I'll try to look it up.
It's a little small area.
I love small towns.
I wanted to say, hey, I had the pleasure of meeting you about 15 years ago at Little Old Fraser High School in Perryopolis.
I was there for an Extra Effort Award winner. I remember all those trips out there. Fraser, yeah, it's a good school.
Yep. I agree with everything you said. You know, I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be that good. What I wanted to talk about was Sheldy. Is Sheldy on the hot seat if they kind of underperform, you know, maybe like a game or game over or game under what they did last year? Do you really believe that, you know, that they might?
I would say no, because they just signed him, and we don't have details because they never make them public about how long his extension is. They just had to pay Hurdle $6 million to go away, you know, when they chose to do that. And I like Clint Hurdle, but they made a move. I don't think they'll do it yet, no. It would take a total disaster for even them to consider it, I think. But they do, you know, I put a lot of this on Ben Cherington, too. Let's not underestimate the fact that he has not been able to get any sort of hitting into this organization. All the pitching's great. You need hitting, though, too.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think Austin Marine's done a hell of a job. Or can I say hell? I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's allowed. I said a word the other day. I had to delete myself. So don't worry about it.
I think he's done a hell of a job. But Andy Haynes has to go. I mean, I know they don't make in-game, in-season changes. Steelers or Pirates never have been big on that. But they got to do something with that hitting.
Yeah, I mean, last night was a perfect example. And it's not just young guys, or it's not just, it's, you know, Brian Reynolds. When you come up in that situation last night, you got to come up with at least one run. They had a pulled in infield, bases loaded, one out. I know their closer's good, but he's $100 million. And again, I'll throw that out because he signed it and expectations rise. He's supposed to be one of their better hitters in crunch time, and he failed again.
It's so many times this year that they've left the bases loaded, yeah. No outs, one out. It's starting to get ridiculous. You got to point the blame somewhere, and it's got to go to the hitting coach or the manager.
And they've wasted good pitching performances. That's the crime of this all. They should actually have more wins than they do. Checking the standings, they're a half game out of last place. Cardinals are the only team behind them now, and the Cubs caught fire, and Milwaukee continues to do well. So Milwaukee doesn't even have their best player. Christian Yelich has been out. So.
Yep.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. Rhinestone, Pennsylvania. All right, let's go to Adam in Pittsburgh. What's up, Adam? How are you?
Hey, Pomp. How you doing?
Good.
A big Pitt fan, but I want to talk a little bit about the Steelers draft. You know, I've been looking at all the grades, and you're seeing a lot of A's around there. And I get it. It fills a need, you know, getting some linemen. But I'm gonna give it a C, and I'll tell you why.
Ooh.
We don't – you have George Pickens as your receiver. We know he's a prima donna. He'll quit just like – I think, you know, he's the type of player that's going to quit like Deontay. Secondly, who's pounding the ball winning Super Bowls these days? Look at Mahomes. Look at some of the other past teams that won Super Bowl. You ain't pounding the ball anymore.
Well, quarterback is going to alleviate problems at other positions. If you get an elite quarterback, that takes care of a lot of things. But if you don't have one, you have to figure out ways. I never have a problem with trying to load up on offensive line and run game, provided you can make opportunities stand up in red zones to turn into touchdowns. They have not done that on a consistent enough basis. So you can do both.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but, you know, I just don't think the Steelers are built. You know, we have to get another receiver. I know this Michigan kid, you know, he might turn out all right. But, you know, I just don't see it happening with George Pickens leading your charge without any secondary receivers. I mean, it's a throwing game these days.
It is.
And they're protecting the quarterback. You know, you saw what happened in Tennessee. Right, they ran the ball. They didn't really ever do.
Yeah,
much,
but their quarterback play was less than average. If you even, you know, I make the statement, you can, even though Jackson's a two-time MVP or whatever he is, their running game was good enough as long as they had better quarterback play. And in big games, he's gone the other way. So there is a role for that to be done. Those are both good running teams that made runs. Their quarterback play held them back.
That's true. What do you give the grade? The Steelers
incomplete. And I'm not going to fall into this trap because I play this game with Starkey sometimes and he gets annoyed with me because I can tell you something. I don't want to amend it later and then amend it again and then amend it again. Like, I don't know. What I do know is they address needs with good fits and they got value at each of those positions. That's what they did. The value is that these guys they took were expected to go earlier than when they were taken. So, you know, the bottom line is, yeah, they did a pretty good job. What does that mean? That means they did a pretty good job addressing their needs with good people, it looks like. What that takes them, you know, I'll give whatever A you want to, or grade you want to get it. I mean, right now it looks really good. But again, we've said this. I get cautious because there were things said over all these years about guys who were first, second overall. You know, I remember when Juju Smith-Schuster was going to be – and he was for a while. I remember when Chase Claypool, after his first year, people had him, you know, first team all pro. You don't know how this is all going to work out. You can only do what you do. And what they did has been very good work to this point.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing your report card on Twitter.
I don't do that. But if you want it, it's going to be my thing will be wait and see. Based on what they had to do, I'll give it an A. Yes. Thanks, man. Okay. I appreciate it. All right, Adam. Mark, hang on. We'll get to you in Fort Lauderdale. Randall in East Liberty. Jeff in Acme. We're getting a lot of different places here. And Tom in the car. You're all coming up. We got to take a news break. We have Joel Nelson with an update. Coming back, hour number two of the program at 412-928-9370. Thank you to PNC Bank, number one Cochran, Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, and Iron Rock Tap House. All tremendous sponsors for my program. I appreciate your support. Joel, take it away with an update. But first, I'll give you weather. All right, welcome back as we roll along here, getting close to noon, and then day three of the NFL draft will start again. The Steelers have 119, 178, 195, 412-928-9370 is the number, 412-928-9370. Call me with your thoughts of that. The Penguins, if you want to talk NHL playoffs, which have been a dud so far for me, NBA playoffs. And it looks like the Lakers are in big trouble. They just simply cannot beat the Denver Nuggets, period. End of story. Denver's too good. They have too many things. They know their role. They're not individuals. Phoenix stinks because of that reason. Too many individuals. You can't win with just names. You got to have team. You got to have chemistry. You got to have things that work together. Denver is the epitome of that, and so is Miami. Watch out for them. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Don in Rhinestone. Where's Rhinestone, Don?
Rhinestone, Bob. It's in between... I'd say Brownsville and Uniontown.
All right. I've never been to Rhinestone, but on my way to Uniontown next, I'll try to look it up.
It's a little small. It's a little small area.
I love small towns.
I wanted to say I had the pleasure of meeting you about 15 years ago at a little old Fraser High School in Perryopolis.
I was there for an Extra Effort Award winner. I remember all those trips out there. Fraser, yeah, it's a good school.
Yep. I wanted to say I agree with everything you said. You know, I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be that good. What I wanted to talk about was Sheldy. Is Sheldy on the hot seat if they kind of underperform, you know, maybe like a game or game over or a game under what they did last year? Do you really believe that, you know, that they might?
I would say no, because they just signed him. And we don't have details because they never make them public about how long his extension is. They just had to pay Hurdle $6 million to go away, you know, when they chose to do that. And I like Clint Hurdle, but they made a move. I don't think they'll do it yet, no. It would take a total disaster for even them to consider it, I think. But they do, you know, I put a lot of this on Ben Cherington, too. Let's not underestimate the fact that he has not been able to get any sort of hitting into this organization. All the pitching's great. You need hitting, though, too.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think Austin Marine's done a hell of a job. Or can I say hell? I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's allowed. I said a word the other day. I had to delete myself. So don't worry about it.
I think he's done a hell of a job. But Andy Haynes has to go. I mean, I know they don't make in-game, in-season changes. Steelers or Pirates never have been big on that. But they got to do something with that hitting.
Yeah, I mean, last night was a perfect example. And it's not just young guys it's Brian Reynolds. When you come up in that situation last night, you got to come up with at least one run. They had a pulled in infield, bases loaded, one out. I know their closer's good, but he's $100 million. And again, I'll throw that out because he signed it and expectations rise. He's supposed to be one of their better hitters in crunch time, and he failed again.
It's so many times this year that they've left the bases loaded, no outs, one out. Starting to get ridiculous. You got to point the blame somewhere, and it's got to go to the hitting coach or the manager.
And they've wasted good pitching performances. That's the crime of this all. They should actually have more wins than they do. Checking the standings, they're a half game out of last place. Cardinals are the only team behind them now, and the Cubs caught fire, and Milwaukee continues to do well. So Milwaukee doesn't even have their best player. Christian Yelich has been out.
Yep.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. Rhinestone, Pennsylvania. All right, let's go to Adam in Pittsburgh. What's up, Adam? How are you?
Hey, Pomp, how you doing?
Good.
A big Pitt fan, but I want to talk a little bit about the Steelers draft. You know, I've been looking at all the grades, and you're seeing a lot of A's around there. And I get it; it fills a need, you know, getting some linemen. But I'm gonna give it a C, and I'll tell you why.
Ooh.
We don't. You have George Pickens as your receiver. We know he's a prima donna. He'll quit just like I think. You know, he's the type of player that's going to quit like Deontay. Secondly, who's pounding the ball winning Super Bowls these days? Look at Mahomes. Look at some of the other past teams that won Super Bowl. You ain't pounding the ball anymore.
Well, quarterback is going to alleviate problems at other positions. If you get an elite quarterback, that takes care of a lot of things. But if you don't have one, you have to figure out ways. I never have a problem with trying to load up on offensive line and run game, provided you can make opportunities stand up in red zones to turn into touchdowns. They have not done that on a consistent enough basis. So you can do both.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but, you know, I just don't think the Steelers are built. You know, we have to get another receiver. I know this Michigan kid, you know, he might turn out all right. But, you know, I just don't see it happening with George Pickens leading your charge without any secondary receivers. I mean, it's a throwing game these days.
It is.
And they're protecting the quarterback. You know, you saw what happened in Tennessee, right? They ran the ball. They didn't really ever do
much. Yeah, but their quarterback play was less than average. If you even, you know, I make the statement, you can, even though you know, Jackson's a two-time MVP or whatever he is, their running game was good enough as long as they had better quarterback play. And in big games, he's gone the other way. So there is a role for that to be done. Those are both good running teams that made runs. Their quarterback play held them back.
That's true. What do you give the grade? The Steelers
incomplete. And I'm not going to fall into this trap because I play this game with Starkey sometimes, and he gets annoyed with me because I can tell you something. I don't want to amend it later and then amend it again and then amend it again. Like I don't know. What I do know is they address needs with good fits, and they got value at each of those positions. That's what they did. Value is that these guys they took were expected to go earlier than when they were taken. So, you know, the bottom line is, yeah, they did a pretty good job. What does that mean? That means they did a pretty good job addressing their needs with good people, it looks like. What that takes them, you know, I'll give whatever A you want to, or grade you want to get it. I mean, right now it looks really good. But again, we've said this. I get cautious because there were things said over all these years about guys who were first, second overall. You know, I remember when Juju Smith-Schuster was going to be, and he was for a while. I remember when Chase Claypool, after his first year, people had him, you know, first team all pro. You don't know how this is all going to work out. You can only do what you do. And what they did has been very good work to this point.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing your report card on Twitter.
I don't do that. But if you want it, it's going to be, my thing will be wait and see. Based on what they had to do, I'll give it an A. Yes. Thanks, man. Okay. I appreciate it. All right, Adam. Mark, hang on. We'll get to you in Fort Lauderdale. Randall in East Liberty. Jeff in Acme. We're getting a lot of different places here. And Tom in the car. You're all coming up. We got to take a news break. We have Joel Nelson with an update. Coming back, hour number two of the program at 412-928-9370. Thank you to PNC Bank, number one Cochran, Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, and Iron Rock Tap House. All tremendous sponsors for my program. I appreciate your support. Joel, take it away with an update. But first, I'll give you weather.